T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bill Ripken, MLB Network, will exclusively televise 2 NLDS games next week, and you can watch Bill on MLB Tonight throughout October as it airs before and after every postseason game. Bill, I heard you. I was watching you today on MLB Network talking about the Astros, and I like the way you put that. You were like, you know, let's face it, guys, they put this all on themselves. Nobody's got sympathy for the Astros, right? Nobody.
No, they really did put this on themselves, and I said this throughout this whole process is, look, I think they have some talent on their team, but the individual players, whatever they put up over the past few years, they're going to beg people to ask the question, well, was it because they knew what was coming, or are they that good? And I think that that little asterisk that's going to be hanging on them, you know, for the World Championship, is teams and people are going to wonder that. So the only way they're going to get out of that is they got to go into Minnesota and they got to win a series. And if they do that, they probably got to win another one. And I would think that people then would put some of the speculation away on what extent they went through, but they really did do this to themselves.
Yeah, yeah. Bill, let's get to the Indians and Yankees. Obviously, we're excited about that series getting underway primetime tonight. Shane Bieber, you know, it's amazing what this guy, I mean, 2 years ago, he came up in the middle of the year. He was solid back-end starter. Last year, moves into the Cy Young conversation. And this year, he's been by far the best pitcher in baseball. Did you see this coming? I know I didn't when he first came up. Not this good.
Well, maybe not this good out of the
yeah.
guy. I don't think anybody can ever do that. But
right.
I was doing the show today, and Joel Sherman said, you know, that or maybe Cashman Vince was talking about this guy was kind of flying under the radar. I mean, he was still a fourth-round pick out of college.
True.
So the way I view that is if 30 teams all have one pick, that's still in the top 120 players, you know, in the country as far as the June draft goes. So you still have some stuff there. I love the fact the way he's gone about his craft. He seems to be getting better. He seems to be moving in the right direction. And clearly, I think he's the front runner in this Cy Young race. And I think this matchup on paper, you know, would any of us be shocked if it was 0-0 after 7 innings tonight? Because I think both of these guys are that good. I'm slightly giving the advantage to Bieber over Cole because he hasn't shown any hiccups this year. He's been that good.
You know, when you look at the starting pitching this year, I mean, they're first in ERA, first in strikeout, second in whip. I mean, they're near the top of every category you look at, but the hitting near the bottom. I mean, how far can this pitching, not just Bieber, but the whole staff take him in the postseason with the lack of hitting?
Well, I think pitching can definitely carry him. And first of all, you guys haven't brought up what I thought you would. I mean, I picked the Indians to win the World Series on our bracket challenge on the network, and I figured that's why you guys were inviting me on your show.
Oh, we were getting to it.
Because you wanted to know why, and you knew the fact that I picked the Nationals over the Astros last year, and you figured I had some mojo working. But here's the deal. If I go on the formula of what the Nationals did last year, I thought that their big two, meaning Strasburg and Scherzer, were better than everybody else. I also thought their 3-4 hitters, Soto and Rendon, were better than everybody else. And it turned out that catching crew, Suzuki and Gomes, blocked everything in the dirt. And when I looked at the Indians going into this year, you see Sonny Leon, you see Perez, they block balls in the dirt extremely well. That's going to afford someone like Bieber to really snap that breaking ball off down into the dirt and allow the catchers to do their jobs and keep base runners, if they're on base, at bay, but also block the ball in the dirt on the two-strike swings that you can have. And then to take a little further, you got a guy in Jose Ramirez that's put himself in the MVP conversation again. And I also think that Francisco Lindor is a – I mean, look, he's the only shortstop that's done three consecutive years of 30 homers and 40 doubles. In the history of the game, yeah, this man's done that. So, if you ride a little bit of a hot hand and Lindor gets on track and Jose Ramirez keeps swinging it, you got the pitching, you got some catchers back there that allow the pitchers to do their gig, why not have the Cleveland Indians run the table?
We're talking with Bill Ripken, former big leaguer, now with MLB Network, of course, who just told you he picked the Indians to win. Who you got them beating in the World Series?
I got them beating the Dodgers.
Okay.
And only because I want to hear Christopher Russo rant and rave about how the Dodgers didn't get that monkey off the back, and they have most of the pressure on them. But, look, the Dodgers are really good. I don't think there's any question about that. And I will say this about this, you know, the bracket setup that we got working this year.
Yeah.
I really do only think out of the first round, you know, you're 1-8. I think Tampa's better than Toronto. I think the Dodgers are better than the Brewers. So those are kind of like the gimme picks. And I think we'd all agree that you could go through almost every other matchup.
Yes.
And you could straddle the fence and truly flip a coin. And if that's what I did, it just means that my coin flip came up Cleveland every time I picked them.
No doubt about it. We're talking about Bill Ripken. Bill, you mentioned Mad Dog. It kind of takes me to this point because I worked with Chris for a little while on The Fan in New York. And, you know, I am from New York, and I do feel like there is a bias to some degree. I think a lot of broadcasters that don't spend any time in the Midwest kind of ignore some of the Midwestern teams, maybe outside of the Cubs sometimes. And there's this idea like that the Yankees have this, especially when it comes to the bullpen. Like, you know, listen, Brad Hand may not be quite as good as he's been, as he was at his best, but he's been as good as any relief pitcher, any closer in baseball this year. Karinchak, outside of one bad week, has been lights out. Nick Whitgren's been great. Now they're throwing McKenzie in the pen. I know the Yankees got the big names and the famous team name, but the Indians clearly, I think, have the better pitching top to bottom. What say you on that?
I'm not going to argue with that. I would still nod a little bit towards the Yankees pen simply because there's a little bit more tracker to go off of. But to your point, when you got guys that are doing it in the present, there's something that can't be ignored. You got to look at that. I do like the starters out of Cleveland side of thing. And that's not to take anything away from Tanaka, who could follow up, you know, Gerrit Cole. Those guys are really good. But what Cleveland's been able to do this year is impressive because you already hit on it. The fact that they haven't been able to hit, they haven't been scoring runs, and they made it as exciting as they did, down through the stretch and playing. I just look at them, and I think that this group, you know, McKenzie, you talked about going down in the pen. I mean, there's some stuff coming out of there. And you're right about Hand, but has Hand ever really done some of the stuff that maybe some of the Yankee guys have? So those are kind of like the debates that you look at, but I'm not going to argue the here and now and the present. I think it looks good for Cleveland. And with all that said, like I said, I still think this series, you know, this game won maybe as big of a must-win
huge
in any one of these little series that we got going on in this bracket.
Agreed.
I agree with you, too, both you guys. What do you think about the fans? Not having fans in this series, the Indians had three home games. You know, I think it's a huge, huge advantage for the Yankees having to come to Cleveland without the fans. And what would it be like for you if you were playing in a wild card series or even any post game without having fans?
You know, I think I'll take it one further, even any game that you've been watching. And I do think, though, if you watch the games, and I'm watching both of them, you know, right now, the game looks good. And it's kind of an exciting year. Some of the stuff that we've gone through and we've done, and the players should deserve a lot of credit for this and some of the teams that have pushed themselves into the postseason. But this no fan thing, it's kind of crazy. I don't think there's any question about that. But it's a tribute a little bit to these players because the game – still looks right, and I didn't think it was going to when we started this campaign. And I got to give the players and MLB a lot of credit because some of the new rules that they put into the mix, how the players handled themselves, and this format that's happening in this postseason. I never thought I'd even like the idea of a 16-team playoff format, but those brackets look pretty nice. And I think some of the things that we've seen here in this kind of really strange year, we may see some different stuff in 2021 that might look the same as 20.
By the way, who had Adam Engel hitting the first White Sox home run in their pool, Bill? You?
I don't know if it was me, but I'll tell you this. Nate Puritan, one of our researchers here at the network, is a big Cleveland Indians fan.
Yeah.
And I was chatting with Nate before the show today, and we were talking about some of the different matchups. Like, what do you like? And he threw out Engel. And I went, So I looked at when he hit the home run, so I've got to give him a little bit of play if that opportunity arises tomorrow on air to get the researcher Nate Puritan out there.
Well, I'll be watching MLB Network tonight, and you know, for all the coverage between the games, it's great. And I know, again, the NLDS coverage, two games next week on MLB Network. We're excited. We're excited to watch you there, and we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining
us. And just
us.
A little update, if nobody's watching, Jose Abreu just hit a two-run homer. The White Sox are up 3-0, and it was a bomb.
Ooh, I got to get the two TVs, Bill. I've got the Twins game on, and I missed the Abreu homer. I'm so annoyed now. Thank you for filling
it. It was a rocket to left center.
Who's the MVP, by the way? Is he your MVP? Is it Ramirez? Is it Bieber?
I got to give it to Abreu, and I went with both first basemen. I went with Freddie Freeman in the National League. I went with Abreu. And when you look at the 60-game schedule that we had this year, both Freeman and Abreu got a 60 next to their games played. And Abreu had 60 ribeye steak sandwiches in those 60 games, so I'm picking him.
Who you got, NL Cy Young?
NL Cy Young, I got to give it to Bauer. There's some stuff that he did this year, and I think the spotlight's going to be pretty bright on him against Atlanta because, let's face it, my man's done the talking this year, and he's walked behind it, but there's some stuff that he's been throwing out there lately that I guarantee you the Atlanta guys want to get to the bat rack and see if they can't do some damage.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. All right, Bill, we appreciate it, man. Thanks so much for the time.
All right, boys, it was fun. Thank you.
Yeah, you too. Bill Ripken,
thanks, Bill.
Great to chat with him, MLB Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.